John and Lottie Christian are in the studio with me tonight. They have co-written a novel titled Isle of Man, Men and Gods, based on a traditional Manx poem about two lads, Finn and Ocean, who were out for revenge on a lad named Gory. And I'm pleased to welcome you tonight to Around Cincinnati.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. So I gave part of the title of this book, but there's also a subtitle, and I'm going to ask you to tell us the full title of
sure.
Isle of Man.
Okay, so it's Isle of Man, and then it's Fir Agus Dieth. Now, that's Celtic, okay, and it means men and gods.
All right.
So that's why we put that as the third subtitle, as Men and Gods.
Well, so you translated it for us. That's
right.
Wonderful. And if you would, give us some context. So where is the Isle of Man? And tell us a bit about its culture.
Yeah, okay. So the Isle of Man, it's in the Northern Irish Sea, very strongly influenced by the Scottish. And it's really a wonderful place for tourism. A lot of people like to go to the Isle of Man because it's in the middle of the sea. Not only does it have, you know, the great beaches, but it's got very consistent weather, very, you know, comfortable weather, good breezes coming off of the sea. Yeah. So the context is basically, it really works off of the double entendre, you know, an Isle of Man. And so we look at mankind, and are we an island in, you know, unto ourselves, or
yes.
are we part of the main? And that's where we put in the quote from John Donne. And we thought that was a significant thing for us to think about, especially in today's times, that this has always been the struggle for people, especially if you live on a small island in the middle of the sea. And so you have rapidly changing governments, if you will, that are coming in, the different kings that were coming in and conquering. You have the immigrants who are coming to your island, and they're bringing their culture and their talent.
And their religions.
And their new religions, right, right. And so you have that, and then you have all of the traditional things for the indigenous people who were there, and they're seeing all these changes. And so you have to, you know, kind of say to yourself, even back, this was the 1200s when this was occurring, but you have to say, well, how does a person who is that indigenous person who has lived on this island his entire life deal with all of these changes that are occurring?
Right. And so actually we have two protagonists, if you will.
Yes.
And one is in modern time, and his name is Christian.
Yes.
And so he's the narrator. And what journey is he on, and why?
Well, so what the, yes, Christian is a very common name on the Isle of Man, so we thought that was apropos, but that is as our main character. Plus, that's our last name. And so we sort of fashioned the story around the two of us being fictional. And so in this case, his wife, Lottie, has come to do some artwork for an archaeological dig for, you know, the university. And something has occurred, which we won't give anything away in the story, but she returns home abruptly. And so then Christian is on the journey to go to this strange land, meet all these people for the first time, and he's there to basically collect her things that she left behind when she left so abruptly.
And so then we switch to the 1200s.
Right.
And this fellow named Gory.
Yes.
And Gory's got a pretty exciting life, I would say.
He does.
Yeah. So tell us about him.
Yeah. I mean, Gory is, he is the environmentalist. He is the indigenous person of the island. He has some royal blood. We see that.
And he loves everything about nature and creation,
right,
and
right.
tradition.
Yeah, and his journey is that he is challenged by all of these changes that are taking place. His life is full of, you know, there are rules, there's the mythology that he lives by. And so as all of these new people are coming to the island, they're breaking some of the old traditions, and this angers him. But he has to deal with that. And I want to throw in, you know, our inspiration that we mentioned, Viktor Frankl was our inspiration, because in his book, which we were deeply inspired by reading, Man's Search for Meaning, is that as a concentration camp, you know, not only was he the prisoner, but eventually survived the concentration camps. You have an individual who was put in this place, in the situation that by no fault of his own, he's a prisoner. And his life is completely turned upside down by other people, other influences. And in his book, he discusses, how do we do this? How, when we're flung into these circumstances in life, how do we survive? How do we deal with those things? And either learn to accept where we are or reject it and then suffer the consequences.
Well, and the actual quote that's on the cover of your book from Viktor Frankl is, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." So how does that apply to Gori?
So with Gori, and we have a little bit of a background flavor of, was this the original ballad or was this a revision that might have been made over time? But what we see with Gori is, and what we created in our fictional character, was that so he was going to face all of these challenges. It was going to be unnerving, and he was going to have to deal with all of these things and either come to accept them and realize that this was going to be okay, or he was going to continue on with these same, you know, these stereotypes, thinking that all of these other people were wrong and that his way was the right way. So we have a scene that, again, not to give anything away, but there is a scene where you can see where he makes a decision because he finally senses that he has that freedom to make that decision.
Yes. So let's talk about this writing process of two people writing the same book. And I'm going to go to Lottie to start with. So before we went on air, you said this was John's baby, yes?
Right, yes.
So then what happened with this baby?
Well, it's very interesting because he had been thinking about this story for several years. And he would talk to me about it occasionally. But there came a time when our youngest grandchild was born that I was going every 2 weeks from South Carolina to Ohio to babysit. And he had this free time to actually start writing the story. So when I would come home, he would tell me his progress and what he had been researching and everything. And it just sounded so exciting. And actually, Sunday mornings started to become our mimosa Sunday morning meeting.
Yeah, those morphed into business meetings.
And we would talk about the book and we would talk about the characters and who should say what and what they could and couldn't say. For instance, the character of the captain, we decided, had to be very proper. And he wouldn't normally be allowed to use contractions. He might once in a while if it was very necessary for the reader. But typically, he's our straight man, you know, he's just very proper. And so we talked about all the different characters in the outer book and the inner book. And we would talk about, oh, should he say that or should she say that? And it just kind of became a collaboration over time. And John's more of a technical writer. So my first read through when he said, "I think I'm finished," was very technical. And I said, oh, let me just jump in here and add a little bit of flavor. And so I'm kind of the connect the dots person, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think we did a pretty good job for a first novel.
That's Lottie's talent. That's right.
You did a wonderful job. How long have you been married?
39 years.
Uh-huh.
So 39 in September.
In September.
But who's counting? And you're still connecting the dots well. And you've produced this wonderful new old story. And I thank you so much for sharing it with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for
here.
Having us.
It's good to be with you. Keep writing.
We're on our second novel now.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's right. I was saying this has to give new life to a wonderful, long-lived marriage. So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I've been talking with John and Lottie Christian about the novel they co-wrote titled Isle of Man, Men and Gods. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.